so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
All right, now, Mike's look on the levels, they look pretty good. I'm going to get in tight on mine because I probably will. One, two, three, mic check. All right.
Mike Chekanawa. Mike Chikowski.
You look good. Sweet.
You took all my names.
Yeah, you have to just go with the mic check now.
Yeah, mic check. One, two, three. Good old American mic check.
Standard U.S. bread, apple pie, and baseball mic check.
he got a disability from the Army one day after his basic training.
Mic check?
Yeah. Mic check get a check from the government now. Because he was a soldier boy.
Mic check stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not even a word anymore, is it? Mic check, mic check, mic check, check.
He was kicked out of the Proud Boys.
Yeah, for sure. He couldn't list all the cereal in time. Are we recording?
We're rolling.
Well, hey, check it out. This episode is brought to you by probably one of the best people I've ever met in my life. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law. She's on the north side of the courthouse in downtown DeQueen. Give her a call today, 870-642-4462, my friends.
Yeah.
If she can't do the job, she will refer you to the very few people that are able to do what she can't do.
Yeah, it's very right. specialized.
It's very specialized. Absolutely. So give her a call. I'm talking divorce, custody, most legal needs that you could possibly need. Laura Lindley, attorney at law, is going to take care of them.
Unless you committed a crime. She ain't about that life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we love that. Like, it's not exactly the sponsorship we need. It's the sponsorship we get.
Like, a little bit more fitting would be a criminal defense attorney.
Exactly.
Mean, you know.
But she knows some really good ones.
Exactly.
I mean, the best.
One of the best people I've ever met. Tyler only says that until like the day comes where she is, where he is prosecuted by her.
And then I'm just like, she's hell, man.
Yeah. She's good. She's a shark.
Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
But it's Laura Lindley, attorney at law, my friends, in downtown, historic downtown DeQueen.
Antiquated. Oh, here we go.
What is it?
Antiquated.
Downtown. And she's licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And she has a bilingual office.
New office in Broken Bow.
Really?
I just made that up.
All right. Teaser.
I'm going to make it. No, she's been talking about it, so I'm going to try to force her into it.
She's going to split like she's going to have to split like an amoeba and have one there and one here, because we're actually in Broken Bow right now.
My question is, what are my, you know, boundaries with either or?
Is she going to charge the clone to be like, okay, you go to bed?
Well, that'd be interesting.
Like, so watch TV.
The office in DeQueen, then the one at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, Netherlands.
Then
The Hague? Or is it The Hague? I always forget.
It's The Hague?
It is The Hague.
But that's mainly for washing money, though.
Yeah.
The Hague sounds more American. Let's bring a little America to Europe.
And then maybe Broken Bow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we could be there. Right. Check her out today. Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Just Google her. That's why I have all her information right here. Right in front of me.
I was going to say, you know way more about her than I do, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, but we're back, dude. We haven't recorded an episode in like 3 weeks.
Sounds like it feels like 3 months. Seriously.
It does, dude. It does. It's like kind of surreal a little bit, but we're back. In Broken Bow in Jay Lindley's house right now.
Hey.
Because we can't record in the studio anymore. Thanks to Jay Lindley.
The salubrious environment of the Lindley household here.
Yeah, this is salubrious, if anything.
It's not bad.
It's nice.
If you notice, the wife recently painted the walls. These are new gray walls. Whoa. And this is a new peach accent wall. I think that's what she called it.
We were about to be doing this outside. I was half expecting to come here and see it outside.
Yeah.
But holy cow, is it... Holy Toledo.
It's hot
out here. It's a hot one.
It's ridiculous. I found the lightest colored shirt that I own just for this occasion.
I'm in all white here.
It has been ridiculous. It's been like average. I mean, 101.
Yeah, that's the low end.
That's the low end. That's not including the humidity feel either.
Yeah, triple digits in the one teens. Easy.
I never thought we'd be in a drought in Arkansas. This is like the wettest state on earth.
And to these casuals that might be listening out of like Phoenix or or Nevada, places like that, this is, I mean, we're talking about Southwest Arkansas, Southeast Oklahoma, 101 degrees, where the humidity is 100%. I mean, it's swamp. This is swamp heat.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you said Arkansas, but technically we're recording in Oklahoma today.
That's true.
So we're literally on the border, folks.
Which will probably dimensions. Like, we're crossing all dimensions.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It does sometimes blow some of my like Canadian friends' minds when I'm like, oh yeah, we used to have to go to Oklahoma for beer. I'd be like, I'd have to go all the way to Oklahoma for beer. And they'd be like, wow, dude, that's like, how long is it, hours? I'm like, that's 10 minutes.
I love to tell, I get to Paris by going through Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. I got to Paris, Texas by going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, how long did that take you? I don't know, an hour and a half, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's a whole nother set of, you know, laws that go with crossing state lines too, though.
Yeah. When I first moved here, they were still, like in 2005, they were still pulling people over at the state line.
Yeah.
And like you had to, like, it was well known what times to go get beer from the state line. Because if you went at the wrong times, the Arkansas police or state troopers, sheriff deputies, whoever it was, would pull you over and force you to empty out all your beer, which actually went all the way to the Arkansas Supreme Court to be ruled as unconstitutional.
Really?
Damn right. That's crazy. This is America.
Now,
man,
this was still a certain limit. You could only have like 130 pack per person per day.
Right.
Which I was like, that's probably fair. If you're drinking more than 30 beers a day per person,
You're drunk while you're driving to get there.
Yes, you definitely are. It's like, you're committing some crime.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's like people going to Colorado and they're like, it's bullshit, I can't buy more than a legal ounce a day.
Exactly.
It's like, do you need more than that?
I think it's like a quarter. It's like, yeah, you're right. It's like it's a quarter pound even.
Oh, is it a quarter? Is it a QP?
I think it's a QP, dog. That's for outsiders.
Exactly.
Insiders can get like a pound a day.
Yeah.
That's like, you're clearly selling it in other states.
You're blowing a pound a day.
That's right.
I remember when you could smoke an ounce in a day, but that was back when weed had the same quality as grass clippings.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
There's crickets THC in it.
Yeah.
Have you ever found a bug in your weed?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, exactly.
That's looked like a little mealy worm.
That's pencil shavings in a bag.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I recently had a conversation with a whole lot of Canadians, a lot of them. I FaceTimed an entire party of Canadians.
Nice.
And there was lots
like court ordered or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had to apologize and tell them all, you might have HIV. It's not full blown AIDS yet.
And that was the last thing you said and turned off.
By the way, boop. But I had a conversation with a few Canadians, and it's funny, man. They're all like, So what's going on up down there? You know, like, nothing, dude. We're good. Uh-oh. We're good.
Same old.
Yeah, and they were like, well, with Roe v. Wade, but all this stuff. And and I was like, yeah, fair enough, and blah, blah, blah. And but I also told them, like, listen, do you know what Roe v. Wade is? Do you know what it is? You know, and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And eventually got to the point where one Canadian actually said, well, you know what? They should just leave it up to the states then.
Well,
isn't that what they're
like, doing? You sound like Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what's going on.
Sorry, I have to clarify, but I don't keep as close.
I don't know the intricacies of it either, but all I know is now it's just up to the states, and that's what, like...
America's such an enigma, man.
Yeah,
like,
it
Americans
is.
Can't even figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the persons, the first thing they were like, so what's with all the guns? Like, they were just attacking me about guns. I was like, listen, all right? First of all, I feel safer in America. All the times I was mugged was in Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Secondly,
with a 2x4.
Yeah.
So much so I look forward to being mugged when I was in Canada.
Exactly. It's like a story.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a life experience. But then they're like, how does that make sense? And I said, because they all have health care. You don't mind beating the holy hell out of each other around here. First of all, we have guns and we have health care. Everybody's real careful.
Yeah.
All right. You don't mess around.
You might pick on the wrong guy.
You might pick on the wrong
gal.
Even if you're a gangster, you might like double think.
Yeah.
You might triple check before breaking into somebody's house because you have no idea.
It's usually the crackheads that get shot and killed.
Exactly.
Seriously. Yeah. Don't mess with that guy. He ain't got no Obamacare or nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
He shoot first. He don't get in fights.
Yeah. They couldn't understand why I tied guns and healthcare. It's hard to defend America when you're like, well, yeah, we have guns, but we don't have healthcare. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense unless you live here. But I was That's just like,
you shoot to kill. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We don't clog our healthcare system. Yeah.
And all the things that kill you quick are cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Beer and cigs, bro.
Yeah. Definitely do not shoot somebody in the leg around or maim somebody. You don't want to maim somebody.
No. We're also a very litigious nation, so then they'll also sue you afterwards.
Exactly.
Leave them living.
Yeah.
And if you probably wouldn't
do it right. But yeah, ended up talking to them about it. And I was just like, I felt, you know, okay, I'm an American here. You know, I got to, like, even my friend was like, my friend who happens to be black. I don't know why that's a saying.
Why,
like,
is that
like accidental? No, he's a black guy. He doesn't happen to be black.
It's not his choice.
Exactly. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. And he's like, listen, if there's anybody who I'd want to take me on a tour of the South, you know, maybe do a couple places, it'd be you. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And he was like, yeah, he was like, as long as I'm accepted around here. And I was like, oh, dude, you got nothing to worry about. It's all the Mexicans right now that everybody hates, you know. And I was like, I'll just grab and be like, you're one of the good ones.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, I'm making a black guy laugh with this. This is one of my closest friends.
So, what were the white folks in the room? How were they taking it?
They were
probably
cringing.
Not good. Yeah. But that's the thing. That's how bad it is, man.
They're so, like, we're not with him.
Yeah. I got a story from that very night. One of my good friends, a Canadian correspondent and a huge listener, he listened to every episode. He calls me. I was not awake at this point, but he calls me at 2 a.m. and then sends me a message saying, dude, I got to walk home. I wish I could call you for the walk so I could tell you about what I'm going through right now. Because if anybody would get it, it's you. So I text him the next morning. And I'm like, what happened? And he's like, so I was at the party last night that you called into. And, you know, hey, calling into the party. This is, you know, Tyler Massey Live. No, I
change the channel, please.
Yeah, exactly. So he made a joke that made fun of LGBTQ people in a very lighthearted way. Should I go ahead and tell the joke?
Did he leave the IA plus out? Is that the joke?
Oh, yeah.
Man. I think you should tell the joke because I'm curious.
The joke, if I get the gist of it, was basically, why do they have to take all the colors of the rainbow? Why can't they just leave a couple for us?
It's like a Jerry Seinfeld joke.
That is totally the most clean gay joke.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the rainbow?
No colors for the rest of us?
Yeah. Kramer, what about purple? But so he told this joke. People didn't like it. Kicked him out of the party for it.
Dang.
Made him walk home.
Yeah,
and canceled. These are supposedly his friends.
His girlfriend too, right?
His girlfriend.
She was like the ringleader of the whole thing.
Absolutely, ringleader of the one. And apparently, one of the other girlfriends of the guys that was there started crying over that joke that I just told you. And I'm not talking about like one tear comes out like he just littered in front of a Native American. I'm talking a bawling cry session.
That was a great commercial, by the way.
Yeah, it
changed a lot of people's minds.
Absolutely.
About litter.
Maybe
she wouldn't have cried more if you told her that Greta Thunberg died in an oil slick.
Yeah,
she drowned in a vat of oil.
I don't care, man. Get some Dawn soap. That's all they need. Yeah, that commercial definitely made people think, like, maybe I shouldn't throw my Burger King my bag full of all of my 15 cheeseburgers out the window.
And now look at cars today. All you got is open the door and rappers fly out.
That's right. Isn't that like a sign of just nasty? Like, you ever like pull up to an Easy Mart and somebody gets out of their truck and like a Gatorade bottle falls on the ground? You're like, gross.
Yeah.
Just a gross man.
That's what was stuck under my brake pedal.
But you've never sat in one of those people's cars and thought, oh, wow, you're not a litterer.
Yeah. Yeah, the dirtier car is, the more green you are.
Yes, exactly. I have my own landfill. Yeah, that's how I save the environment. Yeah.
But apparently this chick was just bawling. I'm talking, man, I can't believe you did that. Like, I don't know what to say about that. I don't. That's I told funny. Him, I was like, listen, you should move down here because.
And this was recently.
As a political refugee by the sounds
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, exactly. Those jokes are accepted down here. The only problem is they're like taken a little too close to heart. But hey, you know, I guess he might have said a slur in the F word, if you know what I mean, which, by the way, I know he's listening. Yeah. You shouldn't That's be willy nilly throwing That's that tough. Out. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Sorry. You got to be among, you know, known. Known goods to be able to throw that word out and not get kicked out of a party. So yeah. A little bit on you, but like, I was like,
know your audience. In other words,
yeah, exactly. No, you got to know your audience, but if you come down here,
you know, 20 years ago,
yeah, exactly. If you come down here, it's fine. Everybody says it. It just also comes with other racial slurs as well. Like, yeah, and they actually mean it, but it won't get thrown out of a party for it. In fact, you might even be like, what? You're soft.
Yeah.
Making
That's
a joke
the best
like
you
that.
Got.
That's the best you got. Check this one out.
Yeah,
I heard this I heard this when I was trucking on a CB radio. Like,
I heard two of those today. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
walking down Bricktown Main. Or not.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I work in a shop. All right.
This guy's a fairy. Get him out of here.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Get somebody with some better jokes.
With your milk toast gay jokes. But that happened. I felt really bad for the guy. Canceled. Canceled in front of an
walk
party.
Home?
Yeah, walk home.
You know, through the mean streets of Winnipeg,
Yeah, the
Canada?
Mean streets of North End Winnipeg.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's where we got mugged.
How many times did he get mugged on his way
Probably
home?
Probably three,
yeah.
I would imagine. In a one-hour walk home?
And he
averaged three muggings.
He probably doesn't care about my input on this podcast, but I think of him as my closest Canadian friend.
Yeah. He likes you very much, Dylan.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Sweet. I feel good then.
It's insane. Patrick's his favorite. He's told me.
That makes sense.
Patrick's his favorite.
No, he's my favorite too.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah. When I was cutting the last episode, I had to text you all on that.
Yeah.
I was like, it was one of the funniest freaking episodes.
We had a good time about the sandwich meat.
The sandwich meat
one. Speaking of the last episode, we got things we have to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's been 3 weeks. It feels like it was yesteryear.
Yeah.
But we actually have things that we haven't talked about that we left people hanging on.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to talk about something we did 3 weeks ago. But I want to talk about something really quick about what I did today.
Okay.
So I got a haircut today.
Oh.
My gosh.
Yeah, you did.
Did she manhandle me?
What?
So she's clearly new. And I'll have to show you when we're off. I forgot to show you when I came in.
So.
Oh, my gosh, dude. She screwed my whole world up this morning.
No way.
Yeah. So the first thing that she did, well, really, her big problem was the dexterity wasn't there. You ever get your hair cut right and like they seem to be able to handle like scissors, a comb, and a sprayer all in one hand?
Yeah.
She did not have that. The first thing that she was doing was like twisting my ear to get to where she really messed me up. She would like twist it one way, then twist it back, and then be like, nah, and twist it again. It was like when you're trying to put in a USB and it's like,
oh,
you go in one way. Okay, that didn't work. You go on the other way. It's like, this is impossible. It has to go in. You flip it around.
Other.
Oh, I was right the first time.
She's like, well, I'm new and I'm right-handed, but I only bought left-handed scissors. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. She kept laughing as she was talking to other people. She kept laughing into my face, and all he smelled was like cherry Coke. That was like a really strong sense. And then she kept doing the thing with the comb and then the scissors at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
But she couldn't handle the comb while doing the scissors, so she would like let go and it whapped me in the eye like three
what?
Times.
What?
Yeah. And you know those scissors, those high quality ones, they have that thing jetting off of one of the
yeah,
loops?
Yeah.
That
little
caught,
tail.
That caught in my ear like five times, like jammed it.
What?
Like caught in my ear. You know,
like
so
hooked the, you like a fish.
It like hooked me straight up.
What was her like? Until today, she was actually a dog groomer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think she was. I think she was Michael J. Fox or
I love
something.
It.
I don't know. Like it was.
Well, I trim a lot of hedges in my day, so maybe I'll be a barber now.
Yeah. And if you could see, I'll show you after, dude. She messed me up big time.
I see where she was trying to go with the fade. The fade is as subtle as a hammer stroke.
And it doesn't seem like your hair has been hard in the past.
It's the easiest hair to cut. By the way,
you stopped going to the guy who knew. He
what?
Knew your hair.
He's Why'd never
you stop going
there.
To the guy? Oh, okay.
He's never. I'll set an appointment. And the dude's not there. And here's the reason.
It's kind of the idea of the appointment, I guess.
Yeah. It's like Jerry Seinfeld, right? It's the reservation. It's holding there. Anybody could just take him. But I go there. He's not there. All right. Every single time. His open sign is on. His door is locked. And I'll nice. Wait and then not get it. But the reason I like him a lot is, one, he cuts my hair the same every time. And also, he doesn't speak English. Yes. So I don't have to talk to him. Now, I found one other dude like that. He was Turkish. I got my hair cut once by him, and he beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, he literally took that aftershave stuff and put it all, whapped me, like, cranked my head. I'm not sure if I got a haircut or if I got mugged. Like, either one was the same. But here's the thing. I pay $20 for a haircut. $20. If your haircut is $8, you get a $12 tip.
Nice.
If your haircut is $18, you get a $2 tip. Mm. Sorry. As soon as she's done messing up my wig, she's like, $20. I'm like, fair enough. Here's your 20.
Just tossed her a 20.
With not a penny over.
I love it.
You know? Because that's how my hair is easy enough to cut, $20.
So gosh, obviously you're not going there anymore.
No.
Yeah, you got to tell me after this where that was.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I have a list of places not to get my hair. You know, my hair is as long as it's been since ever.
I love that you haven't cut it, by the way.
Well, thank you. It's just, man, I'm terrified. I've got too many bad haircuts over the years. And it all started when I first moved down here. I had a decent enough place to get a haircut when I lived up north. Down here, it started off on a bad front. Like, of course, I moved in with my grandparents when I moved out to their farm, and they were like, hey, there's a place just real close. A guy does a haircut for $2.50. And me being the stupid teenager that I was, like, that sounds like a smoking deal. No, that haircut was it was worth every cent of $2.50, which meant it was worthless. It was, when I got in there, it was a guy who, like, I mean, you know, the Crypt Keeper would have outpaced this guy in a marathon. Yeah, yeah. You know, this guy was ancient. He's dead now, actually.
At 112.
He went in there for the haircut. And when I look like, if you had hired me at that point, you would have definitely been like, oh, we get a tax write-off for this guy.
Yeah, he's definitely,
we're filling some niche here by hiring this dude. Right. So it was just god awful. And it just honestly just never got much better around here.
Yeah.
And I don't trust women around. I'm going to say, I love women, love them.
No, you're wrong for that.
The ones that I've had around here, they don't care. When it comes to men's haircut, they don't care because most men in this area don't care about their haircuts.
It's true, but the guys, like male, like barbers, screw a barber. Barbers stink. They're always like, oh, yeah, you got three options.
Yeah, a flat top is one of those.
Yeah, buzz cut, high and tight, or flat top. What do you want? Do you want to look like, give me the Arnold Schwarzenegger from Jingle All the Way.
Right.
I think that's
the highest flat top available, yeah, right?
Exactly. No.
Do you want to look like you're entering boot camp, graduating boot camp, or getting out of the military? Yeah,
you become Guile. Anything higher.
But I walk out of the place throwing sonic booms. That's exactly right. Yeah. Oh my God. So I like the woman because she goes like, so what do you want? And then this and that. And like, I've had my hair cut at that place for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
And each time it's been good.
Okay.
Because this is what I do. I sit down and they're like, so what do you want? And I'm like, you tell me.
Yeah. You're the professional.
Yeah, right. I think I go up to a mechanic and be like, yeah, do this and do that. No, you.
Yeah. See, that's the tactic I've taken though with the quote unquote hairstylists around here. I'm just like, let me be your muse. All right.
Yeah.
Get in there and whatever you want to do, just do it. Whatever you think is going to look nice.
And they
disaster,
fuck you up.
Every time.
I don't know.
Every
one time. Of the last ones you got where you got it super short, it looked good.
Yeah.
Because it was modern haircut.
You know who did it?
Oh,
your dude.
Not Enzo.
Yes.
Dude.
That dude.
He's the man.
Gracito.
Yeah. Gracito's the man.
And like you said, it's great because he doesn't speak any English.
Yeah.
So there's not much of a conversation I have to have with the guy. I mean, we try a little bit, you know, I don't mind a little gossip with my barber.
Yeah.
But it was perfect. He's got like El Chapo up there, Pablo Escobar, You got Noriega.
His heroes.
You know,
it's all just dictators.
Absolutely. Yeah. Raul Salvador. Like, you got all these guys up there, like, on the, it's like they're like mugshots of different people with very nice haircuts. And you just pick which one you want, and then he does it.
Yeah.
And
so the Pablo.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I picked the Perone.
Yeah.
And I got that one. It was freaking fantastic.
Literally points which one do you want?
Yes.
There's four options.
That's all. Yeah.
It's like you pick the Castro, and he's looking at you, and he's like, "It's not. Hold on." And he goes and gets a Cuban cigar, puts it in your mouth. That's the Castro.
Right.
Yeah. Puts a like a little beret on your head afterwards. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
No, I sit down. He goes tres o cuatro, and I go cuatro, please.
Yeah. The Castro too comes with color.
Yeah, exactly.
For older Castro,
you get that silver in there.
At the end, you look in the mirror and it says Cuba. If Cuba is written in the back of your head,
I just hate sitting down, and I gotta hear, you're cutting my hair, I'm paying you, and I gotta hear all of your trials and tribulations.
Oh Lord. Yeah, that's
your
true.
Six kids and your husband who's not doing nothing.
The third husband in a row ain't doing nothing.
Here's the thing, I close my eyes for the whole haircut. I don't know why, but I just wrench my eyes closed, and I think they get the idea. I'm sleeping. All right,
yeah.
Hold off. I'm taking a nap here.
When they do the whole, like, how do you think it's looking with the mirror and stuff? Do you just like pretend? You're like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, look away.
I look at it like I'm looking at some mathematic formula. I'm like, I don't. Yeah, sure, it looks correct.
I'm sure it'll come. The math will figure out in the end, right?
Exactly. Sometimes I've wanted to say like it'll grow out. Like your mistakes will be grown over.
You know? 2 weeks, you won't even notice the problems.
Yeah.
Well, you got butchered this time, bro.
Dude, it's bad.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you. It's behind my ear. She messed up my whole everything.
Did she go helmet high?
No, I had that before. Oh. And it was like, well, it's a summer cut. I'm like, I can feel that ball in the back of my head. It's exposed, whatever that thing is.
I mean, it's like the continental shelf on the side of your head. It's like a nice gradual incline, and then all of a sudden, bam, there's the shelf, and then the rest of it.
It's kind of like how I imagine a corpse. Like, I think it's like it's receding the way that a corpse's hair does a little bit.
There's parts of your scalp exposed right now that have never seen sunlight before.
I've never felt it.
I love it.
And that was the part where she wrenched my ear this way. And was like, nah, this way. It was like, oh, no, the other way was better.
But there's a nice shape. I don't know if you see. I don't know how it's looking on your side.
It's bad,
with the sideburns.
It's covered with your
around the ear.
I did the sideburns.
Yeah. Oh.
That's me. I line up my own beard. Here, let me show you Jay Lindley live.
Show me live because I have not a whole lot of input on this subject because I haven't seen a barber in a long time. Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of a hook there back in the, okay.
She shaved that.
I see that,
right here, you see it? Like, that is a generous half inch between my ear and my hairline. I've never done that before, not ever.
It is pretty high up there.
Blend back here.
Yeah, you look like you was made for 1998.
That's right. And then she's combing my hair to the side. She's like, isn't that a nice look? I was like, yeah, for selling war bonds in the 40s. She didn't take that joke very well. That's why she got $20 even.
No tip.
No. I was pissed. I'm not going to lie. I was pissed when I was walking out of there. The Turkish dude didn't handle me like that. At one point, you know how they like lean over and they like kind of put pressure on your leg a little bit to get around a little bit. And she kept putting more. I kept giving her room to the point where I was like, no, I like held my ground at one point, and that's when she like stopped putting pressure on my left leg, trying to push it in to get around. And then at one point I kind of like subtly spun to be like, here, you know? Yeah. Oh, she was like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
the chair is a swivel. Golly, dude, she was awful. And the cherry Coke breath.
What was the main stylist that you've used in the past?
She was there. She was there.
You just didn't have time to wait for her to get freed up?
I walk in. I'm like, y'all taking walk-ins? And the apprentice, you know, was like, I'll do it. You know, and that's always bad news because she was super young. You got to watch out for the super young and the super old. You need that mid, you know, kind of like she's been smoking for 30 years.
Yeah.
Lady. And, you know, she's like, oh, my husband's a piece of shit. And she'll cut
the weather beat face, but the great hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Look for that.
Mm. And I see this old lady in there. She's like, I'll see you next Thursday. That's she comes in every Thursday just to get the spray and like those few loose. And I was just like, oh man, what a wretched life. Like I made a whole assumption based off that she was like this old lady with this like super old style haircut that was perfect.
Yeah.
Like nothing could move it or bend it.
Hairspray style.
Yeah, hairspray style. I'll see you next Thursday. Like every week you come in here? Man, it must be boring to be old.
she maintained that for what's been 15 years now? Same hairdo.
Go do heroin or something. Like go isn't that what everybody says? Like, oh, when I'm old and I'm just gonna do a bunch of heroin. Like, no, you're not. You're just gonna play cribbage or whatever that is game is.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to choose a drug, I don't think it'd be heroin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not like, I'll jump save on that for my old age.
Yeah. I'm going to jump off in the deep end. Just quite yet.
Work your way up to it first.
Yeah. Goodness. But yeah, we do have some stuff to talk about.
Besides
we got
your haircut?
I don't know. My haircut.
Yeah, maybe. I loved it.
Yeah.
Or should we just go ahead and end it now?
I thought this was a huge build-up joke about me, but at this point.
When's the last time you got your hair cut?
Actually, a little while back, just before I left the station, I let Alexander start kind of edging up the back to practice a little bit.
Oh, right. And your barber's your barber's son. Like, he's going to be an actual like barber, right?
You know, barber and all kinds of things.
Hairstylist or barber?
Barber. He'll have a barber's license. Okay. But, I mean, he'll be able to do the color and all that stuff, too. Right. So he's getting a license that allow him to do a lot more things or whatever. Does that make sense?
Okay. Am I mistaken? The haberdashery, right? Is that the old, like that? There's a comeback of that.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, is it a haberdashery, though?
That's like an old store.
But it had a, like the bloodletting and everything in it, right?
If
you watch Quentin Tarantino movies.
I guess I'm thinking more of the old school barber who would do the mustache for you and the beard trimming. He'd do the whole nine, but he'd give you a very nice haircut. I see the comeback of that. I recently saw a short 5-minute documentary about a guy in Tulsa. It was very hipstery, super hipstery, but a guy who wanted to bring back that old-timey barbershop feel. And it just did a quick montage into 5 minutes of a bunch of different hair. Dude does amazing haircuts.
Nice.
Absolutely. He guarantees
it. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. He's a craft. It's a craft to him. It's not just a job. It's an art form.
Right.
For him.
But he's doing it more modern.
I mean, he does.
Everybody had the same haircut.
He does the old time mustaches.
Well, I was going to say, that's where he goes old time. And that is also kind of modern as well, being able to trim a beard and or mustache.
Yeah.
So you're right. And you're both right.
That was a specialty of its own back then.
Exactly.
In the day.
And now more trendy.
Right.
Hair guys will also now do the mustache and
I'm not
stuff.
Sure. So. I can ask anybody. It's like, I need a haircut and a shave. I don't need another man shaving me.
Yeah, I've had a couple of like beard trims that are very awkward.
Right.
And they did a good job. Sure. Don't get me wrong. They knew what they were doing, but I've cut my own beard for quite a while now and only special occasions like when I had a Mitchell's wedding. That day I went and got my beard trimmed. So in all the pictures, it would look good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it wasn't about, I don't know.
But it's like, I haven't fully hit puberty yet, so I've never, like, I can't grow a good beard. And I've never had, take this with a grain of salt, but getting shaved with a straight razor is nothing like it.
There's nothing else compares to it. I've had my head shaved quite a few times with a straight razor.
It's good. The Grisito's dude, he does the back of my neck with the straight razor.
Yeah.
And that's like,
that's a butterfly knife he uses.
Yeah.
I love it.
Every time he's kind of looking at the back of my neck, like, oh.
When I was a kid, butterfly knives were just as illegal as marijuana.
Yeah, for the record.
Definitely.
Yeah. They were both sold in the same shop.
Yeah, exactly. But they were regular tobacco pipes up front.
Yeah, exactly.
In Canada, if you wanted to be a cool gangster, you had a butterfly knife.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You were like, well, I don't know how to open it yet.
Yeah.
You're using two hands on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But goodness, man, we went out the last podcast you heard. We were talking about going out to vacation. Jay Lindley himself is now gone from the radio station.
Yeah.
He left officially in that capacity. And you went on a week-long trip to Falls Chapel.
Falls Creek.
Or Falls.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm other direction.
Similar, yeah, different.
Yeah. That's in my backyard.
Yeah.
Falls Creek is a little further away. That you actually believe you caught COVID at.
The last day I caught COVID there.
Ridiculous.
For sure. For sure.
Ridiculousness.
And I think I've narrowed it down to what it is. So Falls Creek, if you're not aware, blah, blah, blah. It is a church camp for thousands of kids in the regional area.
Dang, that many?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you go
at
there
one time.
With the Iron Fist or what?
I don't have to because I already have my bluff in.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, look, for the most part, intimidating looking
fella.
That's
true enough.
And the NCAA football player that is my younger co-captain guy, if you will, he's even tougher looking than me. So since he shows a little bit of respect to me, they all show respect to me.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah. Gotcha.
So that's
how many kids are like? Are you?
I was
given
in charge
to deal with.
I was in charge of, let's say, at any given time, eight.
Young
men, and
so
they're like
a good division
senior,
of labor.
Juniors or seniors at high school too.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah, you could reason with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they were again that age, junior, senior. You're kind of the masculinity is really raging. So it was all about being who's the tougher guy for them. But because again, I am just tall enough to look tough, and the young man that was tough, he showed me the respect that he gave me, then the kids gave me respect. But I forgot, I got off the topic.
Were you able to narrow it down to how you got, was it a grape soda that was shared between some people? Or
no,
like?
Yeah. So it was Tabernacle, which is in the evening you have like where everybody comes and sits in this huge, auditorium, whatever, and enjoys praising the Lord. But on the way to that, I high-fived a bunch of kids out of my group.
You touched your eyeball.
I must have touched my face or something after I did that. Because that's about the only thing I can think of outside of. And none of the other kids from our group got it that I was aware of at the time. So
yeah, high five.
Could you imagine, Tyler, if you had Jay Lindley, a guy like Jay Lindley as a counselor when you were a kid, man, you'd be such a better person.
I would be a completely different person.
Yeah. My counselor touched me.
Right.
My counselor did.
Yeah, well, in this case, one of the counselees touched the counselor and gave him COVID.
I had a counselor like from Friday the 13th on Crystal Lake or whatever, who was just like locked the kids in and went and banged the other female counselor down by the lake while I drowned. Yeah. Like that was my counselor. I went to Bible camp or church camp, and I remember just nothing but spending time in the locked, not even curfew locked. Like you guys stay in here. And it was in the little cabin, on the little hammock things that they had. And then I remember that one dude that we made catch bees with his hands.
Yeah, so you got locked in a cabin and you played in a trash can. That was your camp experience.
And then I was also really scared during sermons. That was the one thing I remember being like, this is terrifying. Because it was Catholic church camp, reason why who I am today.
Evening Tabernacle was all hellfire and damnation.
Yes, not peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and high-fiving Jay Lindley. Sounds like a blast.
There's nothing to eat but like unleavened bread and... And communal wine?
Yeah. What? Sugar-free grape juice?
Yeah. Whatever that bread is where you only need a bite for every 3 days and you stay satiated. I don't need that Ezekiel bread or whatever.
My goodness.
Yeah. It was just fire and brimstone and you're welcome to camp. You're not allowed to have fun. That was
No, we had a blast at camp, but I did have COVID and it knocked me down a little bit. Gave me a little sign. And that was the first time I've had it that I'm aware of.
Right.
Since this whole pandemic started.
Crazy, man.
So
we've been avoiding
catching COVID.
I know, right?
Oh, wait.
You thought I'd been careful all up until then.
We were, man.
Yeah, we thought we were. Yeah for sure.
Yeah. Turns out we got COVID too, though.
What? No way.
And we didn't see each other, so there's no way I could have given it to you.
That's why we didn't do a podcast last week, because we're like, I'm afraid to get COVID from Jay Lindley.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got it from Mariah.
Yeah.
Your daughter, your heir.
My child, who I've heiress. Given so much to.
Yeah.
And what she gives back? COVID.
Yeah.
Child, everything you see here is yours, and yet this is what you do to me.
Absolutely. Last Friday, I got her, I'm holding her, and she's just slavering all over me.
Ugh.
And I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Of course.
I had to wash my hands afterwards,
no
but
way.
I probably, to touch my eyeball or something probably. With that. Yeah.
That was fantastic. So, I mean, I only had to call like 50 people to be, because that's how many people she saw the day that she got diagnosed with COVID.
It's like when you find out you have AIDS. You got to call.
Yeah. Definitely got to start making those calls.
Dude.
Yeah. Hey, just want to let you know.
Yeah. Were you that pissed up slapper I slept with, 4 months ago from the.
You don't have AIDS already by any chance, do you? Because if you don't, you do now.
Yeah. Would have been some great news. Yeah,
definitely. They'd be like, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah. Click.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I caught COVID from my daughter, my 4-month-old daughter, which is funny, but also it was scary. It's funny now, and I can't wait when she's sentient enough that I can tell her about it.
Right.
But it was over a little scary at the time.
Campfire and the burned out building.
No, the first time she does something stupid or that makes me mad, I'd be like, you know what? I got COVID because of you. All right. I could have easily died.
I meant to say like in the apocalypse, like as you're draped in a wool blanket, shivering from malnutrition and you relay to her that, you know, you got COVID from her and that's why the world has actually ended.
Oh
yeah. I was talking because that's definitely going to happen, by the way. Mariah, 100% an apocalypse baby.
I see her as the Terminator 2 destroyer.
Oh, she could be. That's why we got to toughen her
she's
up.
She's the T-1000.
Exactly.
She's the liquid metal baby.
Yeah. I love it.
Because she champed COVID-19.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish we had documented it a little better because she would be like frontline news because there's nobody.
Facebook pictures be like, COVID baby. Like, of course that would be something that people would do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Facebook Live, day number 3. Yeah, she has no symptoms because she's a superhero. Yeah.
I was creeped out how many people contacted us about it because I told nobody. I made no Facebook or social media messages that I had personally had COVID.
Right.
I did say something for the show, you know, because obviously we – because Tyler maybe had COVID, I had – or you definitely had COVID, and I had COVID. There was not going to be a show. I gotta stop. There's too many.
You're really messing around there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a bad cord hider. Sorry.
Oh, it ain't your fault. I'm too excited here. But
We had to miss 3 days of the show.
Ooh,
yes,
that's tough
because of this damn illness. But you got it bad, dude.
Man, I got it bad. Yeah, like 103 degree fever for 24 hours. Like it just did not drop.
Yeah,
you know. And I'm literally there tripping balls on my couch the whole time.
Yeah,
nice.
And then it finally started to get a little better. And then 2 days ago, I decided, I'm done. I'm done with it. Done with COVID. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
No, I actually. I wish I could say because I was sick like with a little cold or flu.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, and I was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna be sick anymore." And I wasn't sick anymore.
No,
COVID. Nah, it didn't work like that. No, man, it kept me down for a couple of days.
It's kind of crazy how everybody experiences it differently.
Correct.
Like some people, they just get some aches and a bit of a fever, maybe.
Yeah,
but you got just punched out. Dude, got knocked out on the floor of a bar.
It was like imagine having a fever and getting struck by a truck afterwards.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was right along those lines. Now it was weird, like Caitlin and I had different symptoms, you know, like we were going on tracking on different paths and stuff. And even the baby, but the baby, she was sick for like 12 hours and then was COVID free.
Nice.
You know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, she's like, what's up, pops?
Yeah,
absolutely.
She's got the vaccine milk still in her.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right. Vaccine milk.
That might have been the hardest part, though, is that now all of a sudden, Caitlin and I are deathly ill, and we have a completely healthy baby.
Right,
right.
You know, that's like, play with me. Play with. You're not playing with me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, good.
Attention.
Just give me a second to get off the couch, please. And I'm dripping sweat on her. Yeah. You know,
Fevery being like, just hold on, Captain Crunch. I will play. It's like super weird shit.
We finally introduced her to TV, and the only thing I could find that I felt would be suitable for a baby, you're not supposed to be giving baby TV, right?
Walking Dead, dude.
It was fruit dancing to music on screen, you know, and then I ended up tripping out on that.
Yeah,
I can't ever, we can never play that again because if I see those dancing fruit on a TV again, I will literally be put right back into a fever coma.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't VeggieTales.
You remember
VeggieTales?
It wasn't.
You remember Cucumber Moses? Cucumber Moses was the man.
Dude. No, they had the whole Bible stories in vegetable form.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Oh, they were great. Great for Moses. Kids.
Cain and Abel.
There was Job.
Cain and Abel.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Adam and Eve. The nude portion of Adam and Eve was interesting.
Yeah. The whole town wants to have sex with that cantaloupe right there. Hold on, boys. All right. Let me offer up my baby cucumbers and maybe...
Break.
Yeah,
I love. Hey,
or Abraham.
Somebody was talking about fever. I mean, I think we should get some more bourbon to.
We'll
help out with the fever.
You guys need a break.
I don't need one, but I can take one.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I could use one. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm old and I could pee.
Simply that laugh was a perfect place to cut it there. But
no, you don't clearly don't know podcasting.
I guess I don't.
All right, Trey.
Yeah, yeah. Now I know everything now.
the bourbon will certainly help. I'm so brain frogged right now, man.
I love it.
Keep saying that.
I love that statement. I love it.
Because I have tried saying brain fog. I can't say that without it sounding very trite.
Yeah.
So I'm just going with the brain frogged, man.
Yeah.
It's true. It's real too. Yeah, I agree. Brain fog is real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's stupid. So I feel so stupid after COVID-19.
Yeah. Well,
finish what we're saying.
Well, it was COVID. It was this and that. The more important thing. We'll cut it where we said we will.
Okay. I'm just ashamed of myself. 2 years into it, now I finally catch it. I've told myself, I probably had it 6 times by now.
Yeah.
No, I catch it once and I think I'm going to die.
Yeah. I got stung twice by the same wasp yesterday. Two things I've been avoiding since I moved to Arkansas: COVID and being stung by wasps.
In the house?
I was outside.
Oh, okay.
I was outside. Red wasp.
Wasn't as bad as you thought.
They're mad
it was,
because it's so hot. Seriously.
It felt like somebody put a cigarette out on you. Yeah. That's what it felt like. It was just like that.
Very,
like,
very burny.
Yeah. I sat down in my chair and I guess it was right there and it stung me right here. And then I like swatted it and it fell down and into the crock, into the crack between the chair and my back. And
serves
it stung
you right.
me there. Dude, my back balloon. I was like Hunchback in Notre Dame, dude. I was like,
dang,
you want to feel a bad fever?
Touch that.
That thing,
red wasps.
Yeah, you get attacked by red wasps. That thing will just make you feel sick to your stomach.
You want to know COVID? Like, get a fever, get struck by a car, and it sends you into a fire ant pile.
Oh,
and,
right. Yeah, yeah.
That was Tyler's experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
No.
No.
No. What were you about? You were about to ask something about the wasp. That was super interesting.
Did it? How big did the spiral?
Like
ballooned up pretty
ball.
Good.
Golf ball on my back.
You're pretty allergic to those.
I must be.
Yeah,
straight up golf ball on my back, and then when it stung me the second time on the lower back, it was much smaller.
Okay,
but
injected less venom.
She recently got stung, and man, big old welt formed up on her, and I was like,
is it welt or welt?
Welt.
Is it welt?
Yeah, welt is like a
cry, like a dog whelps. Or yelps.
No, that's yelp.
That's a yelp.
A whelp is like a youngling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a whelp is like a
or it's if you're like, whelp, let's go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's also a southern saying. Well, I think I got COVID.
Yeah, a welt is like,
yes, you're right. Yeah, I agree.
A bump welt. Formed by some kind of thing.
Yeah, I've just always said it wrong.
Six-legged creature.
Yeah. Yes.
Gives you a welt.
It's a biting whelp. You're stinging you.
Mm. A whelp is like a runt, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Similar there.
Yeah. Anyway. Cool with that. I like that.
We got to
like
talk about Texas coming right up.
Okay,
it's
we'll
Texas
come back.
Time.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about Houston,
right?
We're
going to come back.
Austin.
Yeah, Austin. We're going to come back with Austin T.
Austin.
T State.
T.
On the Regrettable Podcast. You know what I bought Monday, though? I go to the other Easy Mart, right? You know, be seen at the Easy Mart I'm known at. You know, but I needed shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, I, like, really needed it. So
I was thinking, like, if I go out anywhere, I'm going to La Perla, you know, because they don't know.
I'm going to Horatio or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So
just go to the big Easy Mart.
I just went to the big one. And then, because I'm never there, right? So I go in. I'm looking for my classic, the 6-pack of Keystone. All I could find in a 6-pack was either, of course, Modelo, or Bud Light.
Definitely went with Modelo, right?
No, I wasn't looking. I wasn't even
Bud Light,
dude. I will. I 100 times
over Modelo.
Here's let me explain my case. All right. First thing I'll say is that I will buy a Modelo over a Bud Light. Even in a fever state, in a fugue state, like you could rouse me out of sleep and I'll say that. But I wasn't exactly looking. I wasn't even sure I wanted beer. So I was really looking. Keystone is the beer that you get when you're like, maybe I'll have a beer later or something. Maybe not. I didn't want Modelo was $13.99 for the six pack.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bud Light was $6.99.
Okay. So I was like, yeah, no problem. Yeah.
I don't like what you're saying about Keystone. Like when Keystone, when I grab Keystone, it's because I plan on drinking. No, there ain't going to be no maybe about it.
No, no. Keystone's my rock.
Yeah,
that's the foundation. My rock beer. Hmm. It's if it's in the fridge, I'm gonna need that.
Yeah,
you know, or sometimes I open the fridge and I'm like, it's just Keystone. It'll be there for me.
Yeah,
it's like that kind of chubby redneck chick that's always there. No, I'm kidding.
With freckles.
Yeah, I brought Keystone to places and people call you out for it.
Definitely. Like,
definitely. You know, I think you and I went to a place and I had like a 30 pack. Of them, and I had them like in an ice chest. We bring them in inside the house and open it up, pull some Keystones out, and one guy, JR, I think, or not.
he wasn't, but I called him that.
And yeah, then he wanted to fight you.
Yeah, if your name isn't JR, the last at all,
like, you hate that.
The last name you want to be called is JR.
Yeah, it's Greg.
My name is Michael Collins. Why JR?
Like, yeah,
nah, you're JR.
I could have been MC. But yeah, bust that out. And he's like, what are you guys still in high school? I fucking wasn't drinking in high school a lot of fun. Like, why is that not a bad memory to hold on?
One of my favorite drinking memories is a 15 pack of Keystone in a bottle of like $4 champagne. And that was like one of the drunkest I've ever had in my life. Yeah. You know,
the whole bottle for yourself.
No. That is all split between two people. Oh. But at the same time, I was in 10th grade.
I was going to say this was a Tuesday night when he got hired at the radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
Remind me, I have a great bottle of wine or two bottle of wine stories. With Laura and I.
Really? Yeah. From back in the day?
Back in the day. What if when I was courting her?
Because here's the thing about a bottle of wine, dude. Shit gets crazy on a bottle of wine. Or two.
It's crazy. Two bottles of wine. That was basically, we shared two bottles of wine. So that's one per.
Mm-hmm.
We were both pretty lit.
Yeah.
And this was back when we were recording. So it was, way early.
I've had one bottle of wine to myself and people are like, oh my God, it's an experience.
It is.
It's a cathartic experience, but it's not as bad. You could easily, if you can drink more than 8 beers, say, you could crush a bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's a different type of drink. Yeah, it's alcohol or different or whatever it is.
Yeah. I don't know. At least though, like you're around a bunch of people or something and you have a beer to yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only person having a beer, people are going to look at you like, okay, that's weird. You know, having
not
a beer.
Not really. Right now?
Is yourself. That weird? Yeah. Are you doing that? If you're the only person.
If you're at a table party full of like sober alcoholics,
I'm not even talking about a party.
I mean, if like, this is an AA meeting,
yeah, I'm saying
you should like probably not order that shit.
I'm not talking about a party. All right, I'm talking about like my friend's little league meet the other Sunday. Yeah. I bust open a beer and everybody's looking at me like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. No,
you know.
And then the dudes were all like, "Bro, you got another?"
Yeah,
without letting my wife see.
Either that, or there was one dad in the other stands for the other team. And then you guys fight. Like, that's what it is. The two people drinking one-on-one stands.
Well, that's the thought, is that you're going to start the fight if you're the one drinking.
That was
my friend's
son's little
I understand.
Game.
I'm just saying.
I'm too far removed.
You don't realize how deep they get into that stuff.
That's right. Enough beers in you, too. You'd be like,
but I ain't deep. Yeah. No, so the dude from the other side looks at me and he's like, you want to fight me? I'm like, I'm leaving. That's where I'm at in my life. Yeah. I mean,
that's where I'm at there, too?
Yeah.
Seriously. For real.
You drink it at a little league game. That's where I'm leaving it. That's I'm not going to fight you. You made the right call.
Good point.
Definitely.
Keystone is my side piece.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Modelo's way better.
Your main squeeze.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Like, one, you're rock, dude. You can rely on the side piece. You can't rely on your main squeeze. She's the one who'd be like, you know.
It's opposite. Actually.
Yeah. She's the one who'd be like, no, you're sleeping in the doghouse tonight. You're on the couch tonight. Mm. I've never been married.
But, so, I don't know. Yeah.
I, I I've heard of something before where husbands can go through a stint of no sex. Am I crazy on
no,
that?
No, it happens for sure. Absolutely. No. But to be asked to sleep on the couch is kind of a serious thing. I
couldn't imagine.
I would think. I don't know. Have you ever been?
Because I'm snoring.
well, that, okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
But usually she goes to the couch.
Yeah. Oh, dang. You're a good, you're a lucky
she's
man.
She's a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good woman.
She well, I mean, that's you. After that's after she's like tried to smother me with a pillow.
Oh, yeah. Just
put a gun to my head and be like, stop snoring or I will pull the trigger.
Right.
You know, after she tries the usual gestures and I still haven't stopped snoring, yeah, she'll go to the couch.
Gotcha.
Well, like, good for her for taking the initiative.
Since my analogy has been nitpicked, I don't have side pieces. I've never had a side piece.
You would have to have a main.
You'd have to have a main.
Have a side
exactly.
piece.
I mean, so, as a guy that's had a main piece, I haven't had a side piece either, though.
Right.
So
you ever cooked up one of those bags of pasta by itself?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a side, right? But when you have it by itself, it's the main course.
Right.
Oh. That's what's for
it's
dinner.
Okay. So it lends to my theory even more.
You're
you got to throw some extra in there. Like, you know,
you telling know, him nothing.
Some extra broccoli, some real broccoli. Strap on.
Well, yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah. Maybe not pay for it. I mean,
yeah. That's right. But yeah, the thing is.
Oh. Pause. Who's pause. This? Okay. We'll have to pause. Okay. Sorry, that's the dog. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
It may be the wife. It may be our. It is.
She brought us the flowers.
What?
She brought us flowers.
No that's way.
Amazing.
Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Look on the square in downtown the Queen.
Always.
Yeah, how your did? Favorite. I think you said you're one of your favorite people in the world.
Yeah, that was the old, and now I think I said I'm pretty sure just my favorite.
You're just your favorite. Period. Yeah. Okay.
That means you made cool it into that. The top three. Which is, saying something because I met that one off guitarist for Black Sabbath once. He did it for like a 6 month period before he like died from cocaine or almost died from
but
cocaine.
You met his ghost
I met his ghost. I was like, that dude's top. Like,
that's like quite a story, man.
It was like, I was like, oh, what's your name?
Yeah, I got a picture with him. The problem is you can't see him.
Yeah, you can't see him.
He's a ghost. Yeah. So
look but, at that. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on.
No, you're fine.
I'll
those are lupins, right? Is that what they call those? Lupins?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think that's lupins.
Our dog is
which the only other time I've seen lupins is in a very, very funny Monty Python sketch, if you remember that one.
Lupins? I remember lupine. That's what we call it here in the States.
Where?
Lupine in the States.
In the States.
Yeah.
Lupins.
In Britain, they call
in Britain.
It. Ooh, just lupins.
Well, like I said, Monty Python.
Right. All right. So back to, so I go in there. I'm looking for Keystone, and it's Bud Light or Modelo. And by the way, I'll tell you the best beer promotion you could ever have actually came from the UFC. Because in Jorge Masvidal, when he knocks out Ben Askren in 5 seconds.
Right.
The first, if you, and that clip has been watched like 50 million thousand times.
Yeah.
What you hear is, the fight clock is brought to you by Modelo. That's how you hear it because true. The knockout comes just like that. Modelo. Like, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I get the Bud Light and I brought it home. I cracked one and, it tasted like the beer that my dad let me taste at six. Like when I was 6 years old or whatever, he's like with his friends. He's like, all right, have a taste. And I'm like, ugh, this is disgusting. It tasted just like that.
My first time as a teenager drinking beer was Bud Light. I drank three of them, and then I remember puking in my friend's dresser drawer. Like, he just, I remember, like, it was quick thinking on his part. Like, he saw that I was about to throw up, and I remember looking at him, he's looking at the chest of drawers and trying to pick which one was least important to him. And I had like four drawers, you know, which one has got the least valuable stuff in it, and pulls one out. I don't even remember what's in it, but he does pull one out at the last moment, stick it in front of me for me to go bleh, right, fill it up pretty much. And then after that,
catch all, dude.
He and another buddy of ours stuck me in the shower and gave me a cold shower with my clothes on. And I remember I was wearing blue jeans at the time. So,
pneumonia?
Yeah. Right. And then I also had coffee right afterwards. So, okay. That was the first time I had alcohol and then coffee. It's like a kid in your backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, there, yeah.
There literally is.
I honestly thought that was a 12-year-old girl out there. No offense to your son.
He beat his
mannerisms, I was like, there's a lost girl in your backyard.
Definitely went Alexander then.
Well,
Jackson.
Yep.
Did I say Alexander?
No. Oh, I was just definitely wasn't. Is
yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
And I said destiny. Hey, but one time when I was
regrettable,
it's regrettable.
It is.
I was hanging out with, I think, not the main guy who came through on Johnny on the spot with the drawer. It was the other guy who stuck you in the. I'm just gonna go on a hedge. It's the same guy that I hung out with a few times, right?
Oh no, these are the folks you definitely did not hang out with at any point.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking about the Grand Forks crew.
Across the river.
Yeah, people. Yeah. I hung out with one of his dudes in the Grand Forks from the Grand Forks area, and I'll cut that out if I need to. But I was in his basement, and his basement was wretched. I don't know what I was doing down there, like what kind of crew I had been caught up with at that point. But he liked to drink Tanqueray gin and like simply orange juice, like strong orange juice.
I remember Mellow Yellow was his chaser of choice back in the day. That gives you an idea. One. Yeah,
because it was
he was a plastic bottle liquor kind of man.
Popov vodka, for sure. Yeah. In one, Mellow Yellow, both the discount brands.
It was the more obscure the Russian reference, you knew the cheaper it was. When it was like Kamchatka, do you remember that? Like, good luck finding that region of Russia on a map.
That's right.
Hey, I'll fucking give you $20 right now if you can.
What's the Russian word for potato, I wonder?
Think it is potato. Yeah, like, they invented it.
All right. Well, I'm hanging out with him, and he pours this. Yeah, they pour this tall glass of Tanqueray gin and simply like sticky, right? This is as sticky as probably stickiest drink you could ever imagine. And he, at one point, he like reaches over to get to his computer, and he does what I almost just did. He like bumps the glass with his arm, and the glass tips over off the dresser into a laundry basket full of clean laundry and just like right into that. And he was just like, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. And I was just looking at that like, dude, what the worst morning in the world when you're like, you wake up, you're hungover, got to get to work, you know, and you like pull out, you got this orange crusty spot in the middle of your shirt.
It smells like liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been drinking?
Yeah.
It's 8 a.m.
Like, no.
I watched like a half a liter of that stuff just pour it, just like as perfect as you can imagine, right into the center.
Well, he was still living with his mom at the time, right?
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably did his laundry. Was it folded?
It was.
Yeah.
It was
folded. You know that dude didn't do that. His mom did that. Yeah.
It's true.
Mom, I spilled gin all over my clothes.
Yeah. And Tanqueray already is sticky because it has like a citrus additive of some kind. So gin sticky, Tanqueray gin like gloop, and then the finest sugary orange juice you can imagine.
Yeah, coming from a man who lived with his mom, and yet he was still old enough to like run for Senate.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I remember I think he had to ask his mom to bring a chick over once. Imagine Ma. Being 28 and you're like, Ma, got a couple spare Hot Pockets? Bringing her over. Should we talk about this or do we just get out of here? What are we at, dude? I don't even know.
It says 129, but that's
we've definitely spent.
Maybe we can just mention it, tease it till next time and give us a few minutes after this whole thing to wind down before we have to go.
You got to understand, totally. This is almost like back from vacation podcast.
Exactly.
We went to, which was a short one. You're going to expect a short one coming back.
And I don't know if it's like just because we've been talking about COVID, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, I'm like, I have my chest.
I'm with you.
You know, like the physical exhaustion feeling that you got from COVID? I feel that right now, seriously.
It's interesting.
I've had a lot of fun and laughed a lot, more than I've laughed the whole time, though, so that may be it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
We haven't seen Jay Lindley in almost a month.
It feels like a freaking month of Sundays.
Yeah,
is what it feels like.
We've had in our own ways. Like, it's funny how let's say for the listener, it's extremely weird to not see somebody in almost a month when you've seen them almost every day for the last 2 years.
Good point.
It's very
good point. It's a weird like shift to your life at that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and but it's funny how we've been on similar tracks since yeah. then is that we both went on, quote, you say vacation, quote, right. unquote, vacation.
Co-vacation.
Where you went to Falls Creek, we went to Austin,
which
Texas.
Which wasn't technically vacation
it was,
right. for either.
And neither right. was, it was not for me, that's for sure.
You'll be back? Okay.
All right. Well, I got to tell her. Like, she, it's Laura. I want to tell her all about my Lego stories.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Well, I have to save them for next time.
And unfortunately, they're not positive because he had some negative experiences.
It was the absolute
time.
Worst Lego show I've been
no,
to. It has nothing to do with Tyler.
I hate
it was,
that.
It was.
I feel like it did, but it, we'll get into
no,
that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You were a saving grace for it. You know. And then we both afterwards, like we all three get COVID.
Yeah. So I know. It's crazy. We literally got COVID within a week of each other.
Yeah. Yep. Before we wrap this up, let me just, okay, this, and by the way, I did Laura Lindley live this time.
He did then, I noticed, and yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Not just then,
on.
But I mean, he did earlier.
So bad in Jay's house.
Hang on for a second.
That's very true. That's very true. I did her ad live this time, which yep. I think we're going back to.
I like it.
Because I have it memorized
Feels
by now.
Good. Feels good.
But. So, but at right after that, on the next episode, we're going right into.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to. I have questions
yeah,
that need right. to be answered.
Let me just set the stage.
I'll try to remember.
Let me leave you all on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Okay. The moment we got there, we're unloading stuff, and Patrick is like, dude, I'm parched. I could use like a water or okay. something. And I'm like, I'll go get you one. And he, offhand comment, he was like, or a vodka or something like that, right?
Of course.
So I go to the I'm going to get some water, and I see the bar, the hotel bar. So nice. I'm like, okay. I walk right up there. I said, "Could I get specifically 2 vodka Sprites with this lemon in it?" Right? So I'm like coming up with clear liquid, and Patrick takes it. He's like, "Cool, lemon water, right?" And he just goes in on it like it's water.
I was parched, as you said. I was absolutely parched. I was looking for refreshment.
Yeah, and this is standing.
And you
all
can't
around.
Tell with that with no, lemon no. and water. You can't tell vodka. No. There's no way.
I should have known. It was in the little cocktail cup.
Yeah,
I should like half of me was like I didn't know, but the other half was like as I was like doing it, I knew, but I was anticipating it.
Yeah,
I could have guzzled any amount of liquor
right.
at that point.
We were on like no food too. So
it was stressful at yeah, that point. I was stressed to the max.
Yeah, it was bad when we first got there, which is why I did that. And then, but at the same time,
Tyler saw me in my worst. I'll just say.
Well, I come into this. It's a Lego convention. I got to save it for the most part.
Save it.
Imagine it's just a bunch of nerds walking. I come up to Patrick with a glass full of alcohol, standing around like 10 nerds who are all frothing over this guy. And they're like, whoa. And he takes a big gulp of what he thinks is water. It's alcohol. I could tell. I looked at his eyes. I mean, he's immediately kind of buzzed, you know, in front of all these people who have probably never taken a sip of alcohol in their life.
I love it.
Never been offered a sip of alcohol.
That's what it is. Yeah. I think we big boyed the whole crew. Anyway, we got
to
go, man.
I love it.
Man, let's get out of here.
Looking forward to it.
Dude, the moment we're doing, we're starting next one right after our fantastic sponsors ad. We're going right into Austin, Texas with the Brick Rodeo show. 4th one that Patrick's been to. I'm super excited nice. To talk about it.
Killing
this.
It. Over
yeah,
there.
I got to write down some notes right? before I forget this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Shout out to everybody here in Hojadown that's given us anything. Shout out to Jay Lindley. He's gone from the radio show. For
my
now,
pleasure.
But
no, I mean,
yeah.
I got a free taco from Burks once. So, yeah, definitely shout out to them.
Shout out to Burks. Shout out to that one dude.
It was a mini taco, but
we were going to Hojadown once and we couldn't take a right or something or left. Remember we were leaving.
Yeah.
We were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this is one of my most brilliant moments. We're trying to take a left to get back onto the main road and like there's no room for it, right? And the one dude actually we're trying to take it to get on that.
It was from
road.
Beaver's Bend.
Beaver's
so we
Bend.
Were going to Beaver's Bend trying to take a left back on 259
right,
to
yeah.
go south. And you, what does Tyler do to help us get through?
Dude's rolling through, and I just stuck my hand out the window like I had an emergency. I was like, stop, like that. And he stopped and
Screeched to a halt.
Screeched to a halt and let us through, and I was like, dope, we got it.
Yeah.
Like, I just acted like There was a serious thing.
Do you have your hazards
on
and everything?
No hazards. That's what happened.
It was a woman driving the vehicle, and you could tell as we're going by her, her like husband in the passenger seat was just like yelling, like, "What are you doing? Yeah. Why are you letting this guy go?"
Yeah, yeah. I just really let me try this. Just acted like
I hope
we had
you
a
cut
baby.
This part out though, like because that's like a little Arkansas trick when we're.
That's true. You just act like you have a mother going into labor in the back seat, and people will stop and let you
through. Sure, just to see what you're doing.
Rubbernecking.
You got it. All right. Thanks, everybody. We're glad to be back. We're going to catch y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.